Greetings, friends. Today's topic is entitled Babylon, Mother of Harlots. Now, what does that mean, Babylon, Mother of Harlots? Well, let's turn over to Revelation chapter 13, and we'll read verses 3 through 10, or at least we'll refer to it. This is Revelation chapter 13 and verses 3 through 10. This is where it describes the first beast, which, as we have defined in previous programs, is the resurrected Roman Empire. So the first beast is the resurrected Roman Empire. Then in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, it describes the second beast, which, as we have defined through the scriptures and through history, as the Roman Catholic Church. So the second beast is the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is a model of the resurrected Roman Empire. Therefore, the Roman Catholic Church is the image of the beast, the image or the model or the pattern of the beast, which is the resurrected Roman Empire. So you have the Roman Empire and you have the Roman Catholic Church. Now, as you know, Protestants came out of the Catholic Church in protest. That's why they're called Protestants, Protestants. They came out of the Catholic Church in protest against some, and I have to underline that word, against some of her beliefs and practices. Unfortunately, Protestants have not come all of the way out of Catholicism. And God has some very, very unflattering words for Protestantism. I hope you will awaken to this harsh truth and repent of your bad beliefs and putrid practices if you are involved in Protestantism. So how does God describe Protestantism in the scriptures? Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 17, and this is verses 1 through 5. This is Revelation chapter 17 and verses 1 through 5. One of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and talked with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot." Now in verse 18 of the same chapter, this great harlot is interpreted as the great city, which has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. And this great city is none other than the Vatican City, headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. So this great harlot, who is sitting on many waters, is none other than the Roman Catholic Church. Now, what does the many waters represent? In verse 15, we have the interpretation of many waters. Many waters is defined as peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So the Catholic Church, this great harlot, sits on many waters, rules over, influences many, many people. Continuing the scripture, it says that this great harlot sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. Now, what this means spiritually is that people are supposed to be in love with God and faithful to the one true God. When we commit fornication or adultery, because this word is porneia, this is sexual immorality, when we commit this sexual immorality, that means we are being unfaithful to the one true God. We are going against the one true God, and we are siding with another God. We are in love with a false God through false pagan practices. So it says that people and these kings of the earth became drunk with the wine of her fornication, this great harlot that seduces people, gets people drunk, and takes advantage of them. People don't have their full senses. And he says, he carried me away into a desert by the Spirit. This is the Apostle John speaking. I was carried away into a desert by the Spirit, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast. We have here the image of a woman that is a false church. The woman is often identified in scriptures as a church. In this case, it's a false church. I saw a woman, a false church, sitting on a scarlet-colored beast. This scarlet-colored beast has 7 heads and 10 horns, and it is filled with the names of blasphemy. Again, this is the resurrected Roman Empire. We see a false church sitting upon, riding, guiding this resurrected Roman Empire. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, meaning royal clothes. She was gilded with gold, precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of what? Full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. On her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the mother of abominations of the earth. What is a harlot? A harlot is a woman or a young lady, or I should say a young woman, not a lady, but a female that goes after other lovers, goes after many lovers, instead of being faithful to her one true lover, which in this case would be the one true God. But notice this, it talks about this woman being the mother of harlots. That means that if this woman is the Catholic Church and the Catholic Church is the mother of harlots, it means that the Protestant churches are the harlots. Now that's a strong, strong condemnation on Protestantism, the practices of Protestantism, but that is from the Word of God. Now many, many Protestants will agree. You can see this all throughout literature from the Protestant Reformation, that people, Protestants, identify this woman as being the Catholic Church, this mother of harlots, and yet they cannot see or are not willing to admit that since the Catholic Church is the mother, and Protestant churches came out of the mother, were birthed, so to speak, from the mother, that they came out of this mother of harlots, then they must be the daughter of this mother, meaning that they must be harlots also, in terms of their practices. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, trying to condemn the people. There are many, many, many good Protestants, just like there are many, many, many good Catholics, just like there are many, many good Muslims, and many, many good Jews, and many, many good atheists. But being good is not good enough. What is important is for us to worship God in spirit, that's the good part, and in truth. That's the part about our methods of worship, our ways of worship. We can say that we love God and have a great heart toward God, but if we are not worshiping God the way He wants us to worship Him, if we are worshiping Him with idolatrous practices, then we are committing harlotry. We are acting as a harlot. We are going after other gods and taking their practices and then saying, we're going to worship God in the same way that these pagans did, with these abominable practices. And that is what Protestantism does along with Catholicism. So God truly says that the woman is the mother of harlots. If the woman is the Catholic Church and she is the mother, then the daughters who are harlots are those that came out of the mother. And Protestants came out of the Catholic Church. But unfortunately, Protestantism has only come a part of the way out of Catholicism. Oh, I wish it were true that Protestantism came totally out of Catholicism and rejected all of the pagan practices that Catholicism adopted. But Protestants have held on to some of the same pagan practices of her mother, Catholicism. Now, interestingly, God describes Catholicism as a mystery. Do you know that the Greek word for mystery is mysterion, that's spelled M-U-S-T-E-R-I-O-N, and it means to shut the mouth, to keep a secret. This is through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites, and you can find this definition in Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible. Now, the Catholic Church is known for discouraging their congregants from reading the Bible and for having services in Latin. That's a mystery. You're keeping silence. This silence is imposed by initiation into religious rites. People are shutting their mouth. They're keeping a secret by discouraging congregants from reading the Bible and from having services in Latin. This has traditionally been the way that it is. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, Catholics by and large are in the dark when it comes to knowing God's inspired word. Truly, we can say that the Bible is a mystery to Catholics, and they don't seem to mind. On the other hand, the Protestant Church prides itself on reading the scriptures and conducting services in a language that can be understood. Yet, many either don't know that their beliefs are nothing more than idolatrous pagan mysteries repackaged in Christian-sounding terms, or else they don't seem to mind either. So both Catholicism and Protestantism are abominable to God because they are steeped in confusing pagan mysteries. And did you know that even the word Babylon means confusion? So when God says mystery, Babylon, he is saying that this is something that is so confusing, it is so mysterious, and it is an abomination to God. So in summary, the woman is called the great harlot, and the mother of harlots, and the mother of abominations, and mystery, Babylon the Great. Catholicism is meant by all of these descriptions. And here's another way of expressing it in family terms. Catholicism is like a married woman who commits adultery frequently and flagrantly, and she has given birth to daughters that follow her detestable lead. Protestantism is her offspring. These sexually permissive daughters are also abominable in God's sight. This is not to say that God hates Catholics and Protestants, but it is to say that God hates the false teachings and pagan practices that they promote. God said in the Old Testament, "When you come into the Promised Land, don't learn to do the abominations of those nations. Yahweh your God, will raise up to you a prophet to him shall you listen." And this prophet, of course, is none other than Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua, to him you shall listen, because Yahweh your God will raise him up so that you can listen to him, so that you don't learn the ways of the pagans. And now in the New Testament, that was the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, God says something very similar. God says in Mark chapter 7, verses 6 through 8, and in that previous quotation, that was from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 and verse 15. Now in this New Testament, this is from Mark chapter 7, verses 6 through 8. God is saying, "Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, writing, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.' Why? Because they worship me in vain, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you prefer to hold on to the tradition of men." In other words, people are exchanging God's way of worship for traditional pagan ways of worship, and this is harlotry. Catholicism is the mother of harlots. Protestantism is the daughter of harlots. And people need to repent. For God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth.